We are so glad you have honored us by coming to our area, our church building. I have a statement I'd love to read as we open. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we at the Fourth Avenue Church welcome you, our brothers and sisters in Christ. We believe with all of our hearts that all of us here, every single one of us, is made in the image and the likeness of our Almighty God, the one true God, the Father of us all. We've asked you to this place so that we can truly in this community be the people described by Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2, starting at verse 9, where he says, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you might declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you've received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us." Our prayer is that our churches will join together as a great nation of exiles within this nation, living such lives of love and grace that the world will see us as light in the darkness, a city set upon a hill, and they will come to us for rest for their souls. When I say the churches, let me make something very clear. This isn't a sneaky way to steal sheep. Our prayer is that every church represented here and every minister and every ministry represented here will grow and prosper where you are in great numbers. And if God makes your church grow faster than our church, it doesn't matter because it's all his church. Amen. All right? And we would love it if the next time we go to your place and worship with you, it would be an honor to work with you for the kingdom of God. We believe in you. We believe in every church here. We have invited a lot of churches, and we believe in every one of them, because where God is, we have brothers and sisters. Let today be a time of worship and love. We're not going to speech at you. We're not going to yell at you. Instead, let's show the world that we fight our battles with love. We don't need tanks. We don't need rocks. We don't need anger. We don't need hate. We need to love one another. We need to listen to one another. We need to care about each other. And so our prayer is that it not end here with our singing and praying, but rather, I would like for you to do me a favor. I want to come to your house, and I want you to come to mine. I want you to enter my life, and I want to be a part of your life. And I'm a dedicated loner, so that's saying something. We need to end the estrangement that has been in our churches for too long. The book of Revelation tells us at the end of time that every nation, creed, tribe, and tongue will bow before the Father's throne. I would suggest that since we're all going to end up there anyway, we avoid the rush and get there now. Why don't we stand and sing a couple of songs, and then we'll have some prayers.
The Bible declares that we are to come and enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise, being thankful unto him and blessing his name. So how many in this place are ready to bless the name of the Lord? Are you really ready to bless the name of the Lord on today? Has he been good to anyone on today? Has he made a way for anyone today? Come on, then we ought to bless him. Come on, just keep that going just a little bit longer. Come on, let's let him know how much we appreciate him. Let's let him know how much we love him. We love you, Jesus, with all of our hearts, with all of our being, God. We love you and we bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, song simply says this. It says, Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Come on, can you sing it louder? Lord, you are.
praises of his people, Lord. Yeah, yeah. So people from every nation, it says people from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. Come on, every voice will say, we worship you. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. Hey, for you are good. Come on, keep those claps going as we lift up the name of Jesus. Come on, Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. Oh, Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. Come on, let that ring all over the building. Lord, you are good, and your mercy.
Says you are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, and all the time. You are good. Come on, say it. You are good all the time. Hey, yeah, yeah. Oh, you are good all the time. You are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, all the time. You are good. So people from every nation, people from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you.
Hallelujah. And the reason we can profess that our King is good and that our Lord is good is we know that he doesn't make any mistakes. No matter what your concern is, no matter what your problem, what your circumstances are, no matter what you have around you, know that your God has a plan for your life and that your destiny has already been printed. Now we just have to walk out our destiny. But we only do that by standing on the promises of God, knowing that if we love him, that all things work together for our good. How many really believe that on today? Hallelujah. Now, if you're glad that you serve an intentional God, this song simply says that all things are working for my good. For he's intentional, never failing.
know that all things are working for my good. He's intentional. He's intentional. Never failing. Never failing. All things are working for my good. For he's intentional. He's intentional. And he's never failing. Never failing. All things are working for my good. For he's intentional. He's intentional. Never failing. Never failing. Say all things are working for my good. Now just all things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. Do you really believe it? That all things are working for my good. Oh, all things are working for my good. Let's start from the beginning again. That says, all things are working for my good. For he's intentional. He's intentional. Never failing. All things. For he's intentional, never failing. Said all things, come on, repeat that. All things are working for my good. Said all things are working for my good. Come on, pat yourself and say, all things are working for my good. And this is our chant today. We say, oh. God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can think. So we say, oh, oh, ooh, oh, oh. Listen, I love this part. It says, see, I don't have to worry because it's working for me. Hey, it's working for me. Said it's working for me. Yeah. Oh, I don't have to worry because it's working for me. It's working for me. It's working for me. Come on, say that with me. I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry because it's working for me. It's working for me. It's working for me. The good and the bad is working for me. The tough and the weary, I don't have to worry. I don't have to, because he has a plan. It's working for me. It's working for me. Can we change it up? Look at your neighbor and say, you don't have to. You don't have to worry because it's working for you. It's working for you. Come on, just encourage somebody. It's working. Somebody needs your praise right about now. Tell them. You don't have to worry because it's working for you. It's working for you. Come on, look at somebody else and say, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. It's working. Working for you. It's working for you. For he's intentional. For he's intentional. He's intentional. He's intentional. He's intentional. Said he's intentional. He's intentional. He's intentional. Never failing. Hallelujah.
Have a seat if you would, for a short time. By the way, I forgot to tell you, my name is Patrick Mead. I'm the senior pastor here. It is a pleasure to get to meet you, and I hope I get to meet all of you before you leave in an orderly fashion. I have to say this, we worked in Detroit for 10 years, and after we moved here, some people knew it would be a bit different, and they said, Patrick, what's it like? And I said, Nashville is a city of 800,000 white people who clap on 1 in 3. Thank you for fixing that for us, William. Uh, There are times that our church does clap, and I look over and see him just going, because it's not on the beat. And what really is fun is that I just met William about an hour ago when he came in, so quiet and shy. I was thinking, what's he going to do? He's too quiet. I'll have what he's having. Thank you. I'd like to introduce one of our members here, Chandria Harris, who's going to read scripture. And after scripture, I would love for Chris Whitney to come down and pray. And by the way, if you have a particular passion, like Chris's passion with One Generation Away is to feed the hungry, feel free to pray for the hungry in our community. Pray for whatever the Lord puts on your heart. And then is Pastor Pickett here today? Deacon? Okay, Deacon Pickett. I'm seeing appointed back there. Yes. Would you pray after Chris Whitney, please? And again, whatever the Lord leads on your heart, this mic is open. Please pray for us. And after that, we'll sing a couple of more songs. Chandria?
Hello, everyone. Thank you all so much for coming out tonight. This was a really big prayer for Lamont Lester. Will you all give him a hand just for this vision? He is an amazing guy of God, and I really appreciate being a part of this program. And we were going to try to figure out exactly what I was going to do for the program, and I'm one of those women who always go deep in prayer. And as we battled through the last couple of weeks with everything going on in the world, I said, God, I need you to tell me what to say. What do I need to go to? So I'm going to have you guys go with me to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. That's 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. And you know, God is a God of solutions. All throughout the Bible, he provides solutions, and we have to be intentional for them. And I think as we pray this week on everything that's going on, we just need to think about the solutions that God has provided for us. And I think this scripture gives us a couple to start thinking about. And it reads, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Thank you, Lord God. And he gave us some solutions, people. I ask you just to turn away. Be proactive and be intentional. As we go about our days, we make very big decisions all over the world. If we're proactive and in God first and seek him first, I'm sure we can make better decisions. I'm sure we can make better decisions. If we're intentional, if we seek God, if we're proactive and not reactive, I think that we can make some big decisions here. And he'll heal the land. Who all needs a healing in the land? Do we need healing in the land? Thank you, God, for our scripture, and thank you guys for tuning in with me.
Good afternoon. What a privilege it is to be here today around found a bunch of people I know and friends. Put a lot of thought into this over the last years, obviously, but especially the last several weeks and months and the things that have gone on. I've said something before I pray, that if we as a church can't figure this out, the world doesn't have a chance. There's no excuse for us. Father, gracious, heavenly, merciful Father, as a white male in a country that was founded by white males for the most part, I'm sorry and I repent that I've allowed a spirit of fear and things like that to hinder me from receiving people of a different race and a different culture. But God, that lasts no more. I choose, I hope many people in this room choose, to stand in a gap that we will no longer walk in a spirit of fear. But Father, we will welcome those that are different in color and belief and culture, that we would boldly come together to say, we are sons of the Most High God. We are alive because of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And on that, we stand together. We stand firm. And God, I come against the spirit of fear that is trying to prevail over our nation, the spirit that's trying to divide us, the spirit that's trying to allow us to be conquered when we are the conquerors. God, may we walk boldly together, arm in arm, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, man, woman, child. May we walk together in the grace and mercy of our King Jesus. And God, may we honor you who so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son. The least we can do is give our agendas and our preconceived notions to you and boldly look in the face of another human and say, tell me your story. And we can humbly listen, not trying to fix everything, but just to listen, God, for the voice of God inside the voice of that human that's sitting next to us or across from us. Father, may we love each other as you have first loved us. And may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. God, forgive me of my prejudices. Forgive me of my faults, Lord. For without your mercy and your forgiveness, I can forgive no one else. And here I am, God. Use me, Lord, as a vessel for your glory and your honor. I pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Good evening. I'd like to just real briefly, because my pastor should be in standing in my place, and he's here, so I just want to recognize my pastor, Pastor Timothy Gaines of First Missionary Baptist Church. I also would like to thank the angel of this church for the vision that he has to assemble the people, to come together, to just to be conscious about race, the difference in the race. Let us pray. God, our Father, we do thank you. We do praise you, and we worship you. Heavenly Father, as we stand here and talk about or begin to talk about race, Father, we realize there have been so many people who have gone on before us, who have stand in the gap and did some things to help us in this race and reconciliation. Father, we realize that folks have given their lives and folks have been bombed in churches, and we realize, oh Heavenly Father, that people have been shot and killed because of race. And I know that none of this is pleasing to you, but Father, we stand here on their shoulder today, coming to have this conversation, coming to have our conscience awaken. And I'm so grateful, Heavenly Father, that this race reconciliation service was very intentional, purposeful, so that we can just begin that conversation. And Father, we know if you lead it, we know that things will happen. But we all know, also know that the enemy is not satisfied without bringing about division, without keeping race before us, and having us not to realize that we are not a black race, not a white race, not an Asian race, not a Hispanic race, but we are the human race. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you will help us to understand that and walk in that and learn how to love in that and learn how to have compassion and love for one another. Father, we realize that there's still injustice in the world. And just with the recent events that's taking place in different parts of the country, O Heavenly Father. But we come here today, O Heavenly Father, to begin something. Not something new, but begin conversation here in Franklin to talk about different things, to be conscious about the difference, and that we can be able, with your help and with your urging, we can come together in love. We can come together and disagree without being disagreeable. So, Father, we pray now, Lord, that you will just continue what you have got started. And, Father, I pray, oh God, that you would just touch each and every one of us, because if we, as individuals in the body of Christ, if we, oh Heavenly Father, begin to do things different, I believe, oh God, that you would magnify it. Just as you did with the two fish and the five barley loaves of bread, I believe, oh Heavenly Father, that you would just keep on giving. Keep on giving in love. Keep on giving in grace. Keep on giving in your mercy. So we thank you and we pray, Lord, that everything that happened on this day will fall on fertile ground and continue to spring up through all our lives. And Father, I'm so grateful for the many children that's here. I pray, oh God, that you continue to bless them and have them to see things different than the way that we have saw difference down through the years. Now, Lord, we ask all of this in your precious Son, Jesus' name, and we pray, amen.
Would you stand with us?
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
can't we just lift our hands? As we proclaim a high praise unto our King.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. You have won it all for me.
Come on, can we just say that again?
Hallelujah.
You are the risen King.
You are the risen King. Oh, and you're seated in majesty. Yeah, yeah. For you are the risen King.
Come on, let's say hallelujah. Say hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you have won it all for me. For death and death could not hold you down. For you are the risen King. You are the risen King. And you see. Yes, you are. You are the risen King. Come on, death cannot hold you down. Death cannot hold you down. You are. And you're seated in majesty. Seated in majesty. You are. You are the risen.
Come on, can we just say that one more time? Death cannot hold you down. You are seated in majesty. You are.
So one last time, all over the building, let's proclaim His greatness. Singing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have won.
Oh, we sing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, you have won it all.
One more last time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have won the victory.
We serve the victorious one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is why I love him so.
For you have won it all for me.
Last month, one of my best friends came flying into my office. Lamont does that. He listens to the Lord and gets excited. He hasn't learned how to quench the spirit like I have. And he said, it's about time that people knew that this church loves the other churches, and that if they're willing to love us back, we could meet together and start something. And I was a little ashamed I hadn't thought of it, but I said, all right, Lamont. And he said, I'd like to do this in 2 weeks. And I said, Lamont, I'm a Scotsman and I'm white. I need time. But I've known Lamont now for almost 2 years, isn't it? And I've loved Lamont ever since. But you need to, I'm going to welcome him up here to call up the next two prayers, but you need to know this started when he listened to the Holy Spirit. Would you say hello to Lamont Lester?
Hello, Fourth Avenue. Thank you guys for coming out, and I guess that was a very appropriate introduction. I guess 2 weeks, my wife would say the same thing, that I kind of jump in there. But I thank you all for all coming out and being a part of this. One of the things I shared with Patrick, I said I've been here 2 years, I guess Labor Day, working with Franktown, and became a part of this church. And I kind of shared that it had been different opportunities. I think they've done different things since this, a lot of the racial tension. I guess when the first four cops broke out, were murdered, those cops were murdered, and the first time, and a lot of dialogue came from my brothers, black brothers, white brothers, and they were just like, man, we want to talk about this stuff. And the atmosphere just kind of got more and more tense in those situations, and even some of the events that went on, I think that people were talking about them even in black churches and even in white churches, but it was kind of coming from a place of anger or bitterness or that had settled in. And I think the message was kind of being lost in what could have been. So when I talked to Patrick, I said, Patrick, I said, since we've been here, my wife and I said, I think this, you guys have, we have a great atmosphere, even through the works that you've done in the community with Franktown and other things that you've done in the communities, Awana Moms, and all these things. And I said, we have some great people in this city that I really feel that their hearts aren't like what the social media is portraying. And with that, I said, I've met some dynamic people that hearts really want reconciliation. So even from this is our beginning. And as Patrick said, I said, I'd love to do a service similar to this each month in a different church in the city, to where it looks like we as a church, in the African-American community, we have gangs and they have ISIS and all these different things that are formulating. But even sometimes as churches, we wear our bandanas, Church of Christ, AME, Primitive Baptist, and we, I thought it'd be great if we, he laughed, that's my Primitive Baptist brother right there. But with that being said, I said, how cool would it be if we as a church put our banners down once a month and came together just as brothers and sisters? Yeah, so praise the Lord. So thank you. So with that being said, we would love to talk to someone, another church here in the city, about hosting this next month. If we don't have anyone that feels led to do it, we'll maybe do it again here. We kind of talked about that. But we want it ongoing. We want you to go to different services, see different styles of worship. And that's how you get to know one another. So I want to invite the next person up to pray. I've talked to a couple of people. I made great friends in this city. And I've pretty much asked a lot of friends that I met to come pray in certain areas. But even after this is over, what I'm believing for is a core of people that really want to see something different. With that core, you can't fix everything in one service. There's a lot of hurt, there's a lot of mistrust, there's a lot of things that we're feeling in our hearts, but we're looking for a core of people that want to continue the dialogue and go a little deeper. Now, everybody doesn't want it, and that's fine, but those that do, we want to come together. So we'll even have sign-up sheets after this particular thing to do newsletters and workshops and seminars. There's a lot of things that the Lord has given us, but with that being said, I want my friend, Mr. Brian Myers of Grace Works, to come up. I've met him, and he has a very strong passion for reconciliation as well, and we've had great conversations, and he's agreed to help me do some things here, and the Lord has just kind of knitted us. And then after that, I'd like for my sister with Daughters of the King to come up, Miss Tracy Tucker. Tracy Tucker, I told her I really admired her team. They're out. And also Chris Whitney, I love seeing people that are out doing the work. And that's why we joined this church, because Fourth Avenue does the work. But I say that to the Chris Whitneys and even the Tracys and Grace Works. Tracy, I know we go down, a lot of our kids from Franktown, we say, well, you know, Miss Lamont, you're not coming to Franktown tonight? No, I got to help Miss Tracy. And Miss Tracy's there out there, and they're feeding people 3-4 times a week, and you go down, they're holding up signs with free food, and I really enjoy that. So I knew they had a heart for the community and reconciliation. So if you guys would come in that order, however the Lord's put it on your hearts, please come up and pray. But thank you guys, everybody, for coming out.
God is good, and all the time. Good, good. Some of y'all got that. Half of y'all did. That's from an old church of mine. That was our battle cry every morning. But man, how many of you know that when God calls us to something, it's always something we don't want to do at first. It's always something that's bigger than we are, and it always, always stretches us. But in the end, we look back and we never forget it. And we will never regret it. That's how God moves. He moves on our people, on His people's hearts, and moves in our communities that way. Perfect reminder this morning that I was reminded about what compassion is. And compassion is the deep awareness of the suffering of another, coupled with the wish to relieve it. So as a white man in the South, early on in my journey, my burden was for racial and cultural reconciliation. And I feel God put that calling on my heart. And the part that was the catalyst for me was not that I was instantly met with compassion for others that were hurting. It was that I was made aware and I prayed for a softened heart to bring in that awareness. As white people, we get the privilege, if we choose to go through our lives and not see cultural issues. And for us to pray for, to have a heart and a spirit that can see that, it's nothing against how you were raised, who we are. It's not saying that we're bad people. Whenever we think of things like this, it's easy for us to get defensive, and we think of words like guilt and shame and justice, but really it's rooted in anger and bitterness out of our own ego and pride. And if we could just listen to the heart of God and what He's calling our community to do, let that lead us. Put down all of our own history and anger and self-reliance and just follow what God is doing in our community. If you guys could pray with me, please. Lord, I mentioned earlier that when you call us to something, it's always bigger than us, Lord. And I believe that you are calling your people in this community, Lord, united by the blood of Christ, to take on the burdens of our brothers and sisters and speak out against any injustice for the sake of your kingdom. Lord, give us soft hearts for the suffering of others. Break down our walls of pride, our walls of ego, our walls of defensiveness, bitterness, and anger. Forgive us, Lord, for judging others based on our own biases and our own experiences, based on a video, based on what our friends say, based on what the media says, and based on our own judgmental spirits. Forgive us for ignoring others' hurts simply because they don't apply to us. Let us ignore their cries no more. Your blood, the blood of Christ, unites us as one body. Let us stand together and declare victory over the King of Lies. No more apathy, God. No more judgment. No more, it's not my problem. God is calling His people to action. It's all our problem, and Christ is the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
My name is Tracy Tucker. I'm here with my honey, Elder Tucker. That's my nickname for him. I'm glad to be here. I met Lamont several months back through Franktown, and we become very good friends. We have the same passion. We have the same heart. And when he asked me to come to share in this reconciliation worship service, I can do nothing but to say yes. Because we stand on the street in Franklin, in one of the, say, the hardest hit area in Franklin. And Franklin declares that there is no need, there is no poverty, there is no lack, but there is. There is. And we represent the little people who cannot speak for themselves. And God moved us to feed people and to demonstrate the love of Christ in a practical way. And it's very simple to do. Yeah. And the Lord told me, said, if each one touch one, one touch at a time, the body of Christ can make a big difference in our city. And many times we think the little thing don't matter, but it does. It's big to other people. Amen. So let us, y'all believe in the power of prayer? I believe in prayer now. I pray with an expectation that God is going to do something on our behalf. Amen. Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for this assembly. We thank you, Lord, that the body of Christ can get together on this side of the Jordan River. Lord Jesus, we come praying to you because you said man ought to always pray and faint not. Man should pray without ceasing. Father God, you said we have not because we ask not. You told us to ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door will be open unto us. Father, you told us in your word, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you said you would hear from heaven, forgive us of our sins and heal the land. Lord God, we in the need of a healing right now, God. We know that it's in you. We live, we move, and we have our being. Lord Jesus, we pray that the power that's invested in us, the Holy Ghost, is able to tear down walls of division in our city. Lord Jesus, we know that the power that you have given us from on high is able to tear down a wall of discrimination in our city. Lord Jesus, we know that the power of God that's living on the inside of the heart of every believer is able to do all things but fail, God. We call on you because you're a strong God. You're a mighty God. You're an everlasting God. You're a God that's in the beginning. You'll be the God in the end. You're the first. You're the last. You're Alpha. You're Omega, Lord God. And we need you, God, to help us help others. God, we can't do it by ourselves. If we could have done it by ourselves, you wouldn't have had to send Christ a long time ago. So, Lord God, we need you to come in and empower us to do the job and complete the assignment that's on each and every one of our lives. Lord, remove doubt, remove fear, remove racism, remove discrimination, Lord, that's in our heart that will prevent us from moving forward in your name. The name that's above every name, Lord God. Deliverance in the name. Salvation in the name. Restoration in the name. Redemption in your name, God. There's no name that's above that name. And every at that name, every knee shall bow. Every tongue is going to confess. Lord God, give us the courage to do what others will not do. Let us make the first step. Let us make the first move. Let us not wait on the majority. Be the minority to make the move for Christ. Lord God, we praise you. We know we never walk alone. You're right there by our side. So empower us to do. Give us a mind to work. Do the work of him who has sent us, Lord God. And we'll give you praise. We'll give you glory. We'll give you honor. Always, until you come back again, we want to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up higher, and I'll make you ruler over many. We praise you, God. We give you glory, God, at this moment, God. We know tomorrow is not promised, Lord, so we praise you right now for what you're doing in every heart of every believer in the building right now, Lord. We'll leave with a fulfilled expectation, Jesus. We trust in you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.
Stand with us again, please.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing love. The Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen bring many sons to glory. Behold upon his shoulders, ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin
Crystal, I may have to take some classes from you on expressiveness. It doesn't come very naturally, but it is sure a pleasure to share the stage with you.
Oh, man, it's definitely been a pleasure for me as well.
A little bit of Leaper's Fork bluegrass is about as expressive as I know how to get, all right?
Tis so sweet to try. trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, and to know the same Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust. To trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge beneath the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust the precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
See, well, I hope you're having fun.
Yep.
I certainly am. I do need to check here because we didn't hear back from everybody, we think. Is Pastor McCullough here from Limestone? All right. I needed to know. I'd heard he was on vacation, but I wasn't sure. Wasn't sure. That's English. You might want to look into it. Anyway, what I would like to invite up, one of our pastors here is Lauren King. She came to us about a year ago, and she has done a fantastic job at this church. I'm going to ask her to give a prayer. And then Scott Raleigh, I believe, is supposed to be here. Scott, are you in the room? Yes, back there. This is the pastor's row for some reason, back here. And by the way, Pastor Gaines, if you're still here, I had heard that you were doing a funeral, so we did not mean to overlook you. We would love to have you say a prayer. So if that's all right with you, if you've got the time, we'll have Lauren King, Scott Raleigh, and then Pastor Gaines, if we could, please.
Hello, church. This is really fun. I grew up in Annie.